We have a guest from the States currently in Monrovia, a professor of communication, journalism, Professor Mitchell Lane, who happens to be the dean of the Mayborn School of Journalism at the North Texas University. He's in Liberia with us conducting lectures on journalism towards the election period, especially on elections. He will deliver a speech on the theme of the celebration, Media Integrity for Peaceful Elections. Following his speech, we will have a panel of politicians and civil society people that will speak on a separate topic called the Road to 2011. We're talking about the election of 2011, prospects for enhancing the democratic space in Liberia.
Peter, let me say that at 46 years, one would say that the Liberian Press Union is one of the oldest in Africa. What would you say are the achievements and the challenges facing your organization?
Well, the union has come of age, and our colleagues who started this project went through pain and pleasure to bring it to where it is. You're probably aware that we had a situation here where a journalist was sent to jail, following which the rest of his colleagues decided that they would put together the press union to defend and protect the rights of journalists. The media has done that so well. And today we have a space that a lot of people can speak of being a relatively safe. And I think that is a credit to the press union. We have had the media developing from one level to the other level. Today we have a number of printing houses here that are printing newspapers. We used to have one that was used, as a matter of fact, to censor the media in this country. The press union has been pushing for that to change. There are a lot of stuff that the union has been involved with, but key among those are the protection of the rights of people to express their opinion has been very high on our agenda. And we think that the union should be credited for the extent of the expression that Liberians have been able to go through and the democracy that we speak about today. We cannot go lying down to this because politicians and people with money got vested interests to protect. And so the media remains engaged. The challenge that we have, I mean, the most challenge we have right now is to ensure that the media remains ethical. And that comes along with what has been described as the low conditions of service of the media. So we are aware of those challenges, and I think efforts are being made at different levels with different media houses to ensure that some good services are put up to dignify the labor of journalists in the country.
When you talk about to dignify the labor of journalists, whose responsibility is that? It's not the government. It's going to be the media institutions.
Obviously, it's not the government. The media owners are responsible. Those who are the employers of the journalists. We've been engaging them. We've been talking about the dismal, you know, salary journalists are receiving. And I'm sure that a couple of them are beginning to take some action to ensure that those situations are corrected because they are affecting the performance of the media in a very serious way. We know that. The owners of the media are also, you know, complaining about the economy of the media being bad. So all of them are factors that actually affect the output of the media itself. But there isn't any excuse for a media person who decides to go, you know, go to press to use that dismal, you know, condition as an excuse to put up a very wrong story or to put up an unbalanced information for the public to use.